This is the Seabed Daily Text, the second half challenge. There are only two laws, Romans 7, 24 through 8, verse 2. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. It's the Word of God. Now consider this. Yesterday, in the second half challenge, we dug in deeper to the first half reality. The necessity of fully embracing the first half of the gospel before forging into the territory of the second half cannot be overstated. And the truth? Most of us have not adequately grasped the first half. At least I know I didn't for the longest time of trying to follow Jesus. We were taught the gospel mostly at the level of the problem of sins, rather than the problem of sin. As a result, we've mostly adopted what I call a believe and behave approach to faith. And the outcome is we have settled for a never-ending, rarely successful battle with our sins. I call it the Romans 7 doom loop. Verse 19, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it." More sins, more forgiveness, more recommitment. More sins, more forgiveness, more recommitment. Friends, this is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the slavery of sin management. Romans 7 describes, quote, the old way. But remember, the old has gone. Behold, the new has come. Romans 7 is not intended to describe the Christian life, also known as the life hid with God in Christ. In Romans 7, Paul shows us the utter futility of living at the level of trying to deal with our sins before letting Jesus deal with our sin. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then Paul, in the language of the ballpark, goes yard. For those from other countries and cultures, going yard is a baseball reference, which means he knocks the ball out of the park. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 7 is straight up prison. Romans 8 is a 100% get out of jail free card. Romans 7 is the doom loop. Romans 8 is the flywheel of freedom. There are only two laws: the law of sin and death, and the law of the Spirit who gives life. Which one are you living under? Which one do you want to live under? You have to choose. Not choosing is choosing. And I think you know which one that means. I've got good news. We are about to get free up in here. The prayer: Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I'm sorry for the way I get so stuck in my sins. I'm ready for you to deal with my sin. I'm ready to receive forgiveness for the problem that is bigger than my behavior. I want you to deal with my fundamental brokenness. Deliver me from the law of sin and death and into the law of the Spirit who gives life. Come, Holy Spirit, and make me ready for the second half of the gospel. For my good, for others' gain, for your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question: so have you thought of Romans 7 as a description of the Christian life? Are you ready for Romans 8 in a whole new way? Can you begin to picture what that might look like? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.